Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Stories, lively and direct from the production studios at community radio station KHMB, 100.9 FM and 1710 AM. This podcast is a collection of news stories from CoastSideNews.com, publishers of the Half Moon Bay Review and the Pacifica Tribune. This podcast is a collaboration between the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, Coastside News, and KHMB Radio. I'm David Gorn. So we are putting out podcast number 21. Feels a little odd to keep counting like this. It's like when you're being polite to a new mom and you say, how old's your baby? And they say 16 months or 19 months. And you're like, you mean he's one, right? It seems like we should start talking years or something. But yeah, we're still in our infancy. We are not yet 1 year old, but I will let you know when we turn 1 year old. You can count on that. So not even a year old, and we already have a sponsor. How grown up is that? Thank you, Half Moon Bay Brewing Company, for the support. So you want to know what good citizenship sounds like? That's it. That is the sound of a man who is watching out for his neighbors. The sound of defensible space. Because as we've reported before, the state of California changed its fire maps. And now says much of the coastside from Pacifica to Pescadero, with Half Moon Bay sandwiched between them, we now are all in a high-risk fire area. And that means a lot of things. From possible changes to or cancellations of homeowner insurance, it means more state and possibly county or city regulations coming our way. And for Marjorie Morse of Half Moon Bay, it means doing her best to protect her home and to protect her neighbors.
Well, the fire committee is a neighborhood group of people that are interested in doing positive things to prevent catastrophic event, to prevent their houses from igniting.
Morse is part of a neighborhood fire committee in the Frenchman's Creek subdivision, north of downtown Half Moon Bay.
So some of us went to training, and then we recently handed out a bunch of brochures to every person in the neighborhood, every house. And those brochures talk about how to harden your home in the event of a wildfire, which may be inevitable.
So Morse did all that training and attended those workshops so you don't have to. The most important thing you can do, she says, is replace the ventilation screens around your roof and at ground level. Because the way many houses catch on fire, she says, is from embers settling on or inside your home.
That's how your house gets ignited. If there's a fire even 3 miles away, those embers, it will be a shower of embers. It will be like an ember weather event.
So that's me doing my part. I trim the vegetation around my house, and I'm getting the ventilation screens that keep out the embers. Hard for me to give up my wood deck, though. That does touch the house. I have to think about that one a little.
Fire, fire on the mountain.
So I do have a personal story to tell here about losing my own home insurance recently because of this increased fire risk on the coast. And on top of that, I also have a bunch of questions. So I'm going to turn to Emma Spaeth. She's the publisher of Coastside News. That's the Half Moon Bay Review and the Pacifica Tribune. And hopefully she can help me understand what this new fire designation means for me and for much of the Half Moon Bay and the coastside. Emma Spaeth, welcome.
Hi, David.
So let's start with the basics. What did the state do with its fire maps, and why is that such a big deal on the coastside?
So back in February of last year, the state issued an updated fire risk map, and it has almost every community on the coastside showing high risk for wildfire damage. The state also put out a list of requirements for all those neighborhoods in so-called Zone Zero, things like creating a 5-foot-wide buffer without plants or wood around homes.
Okay, so I remember when this story first came out, almost a year ago now, I remember the state insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara, he was saying the new maps would not affect homeowner insurance.
Yes, he pointed out that insurers have their own metrics and their own ways of determining what insurance they'll offer and at what rates.
Well, I call BS because it's been, hold on, about 11 months or so since the fire maps changed, and my own personal homeowner's insurance just got canceled.
Well, what insurance did you have?
It was through Geico. They subcontract out to another insurer. So I called Geico and I said, okay, so who else will sell me insurance? Because I'm required to have insurance. And they said, sorry, they don't have anyone else offering it.
Wow, so they won't insure this area at all?
You know, that's true for a number of insurers, I found out. So when I went to State Farm, for instance, that was my first step. They have two offices in downtown Half Moon Bay. I figured, well, they service the area, right? But it turns out State Farm decided not to issue new policies anywhere in California. And I found out it's been 2 years since they've written new policies anywhere in California.
That's crazy. So what are people supposed to do? I assume there are companies that offer insurance for homeowners.
Well, I found insurance through Farmers. Really happy with it. But yeah, obviously, I can't be the only one in town this has happened to. And I'm certainly not going to be the last one either to have their policy canceled because of wildfire risk.
Wow. Personally, I had the same thought when I first saw the new fire maps, that insurers might pull out of areas with higher wildfire risks. I know they have their own metrics, but that's what their business is about. It's all about risk.
So there are a couple things I don't understand. Maybe you can help me. Obviously, insurers can offer whatever they want to offer, but really, is our risk of wildfire really that much greater? I mean, I think the coastline's wetter than communities over the hill. Like, we have redwoods and fog.
So this has been coming for a long time. One of the things that happens when we have a lot of rain is that everything grows really big. But if that's followed by drought or heat, that becomes a lot of fuel sitting all around us. If Santa Rosa can have a fire that spread into their residential neighborhood, so can we.
Okay. I'm officially scared. So tell me if I have this right. If I have a house pretty much anywhere on the coastside, I first need to fix those vent covers around my house so the embers don't get into my house.
The embers from a big fire can travel really far. Everyone thinks about protecting their house with a big garden hose to keep fire away from them.
Which, that does happen.
Right, but most houses catch fire because of those traveling embers.
Okay, so I replace my screens. I try to get fuel, like bushes and decks and plants, at least 5 feet away from my house structure.
And trees need to stay at least 10 feet away.
All right, and what am I forgetting?
Make sure if you have a wooden fence, it doesn't touch your house.
Oh, right. Like a connecting gate between the house and your perimeter fence. That's like a wooden match leading right to your house.
And I guess the last thing, get out of your house quickly if there's a fire, especially on the coast side where we only have two major roads out of town. Those roads can either get clogged with cars or blocked by fire. You don't want to get trapped.
So think about what things you want to rescue and make sure you can grab them in a few seconds and then out of there.
That's one of the things common to many people who are in fires like the Palisades fires or in the Oakland Hills. They say they wish they'd acted earlier and got out earlier.
Well, thank you, Emma. That was really helpful.
Thank you, David.
And that is our stories for the week. I would like to thank Marjorie Morse and Emma Spaeth for helping me understand what's going on. Thanks. And thanks, of course, to KHMB station manager Jim Henderson and engineer Jay Michaels. Thanks to Coastside Lit for the ongoing support. And big thanks to podcast sponsor Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. And thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again in 2 weeks on KHMB Radio, Wednesday at 6 p.m. on the Coastside News website, on Spotify, and other apps. Adios.